Michigan AG Dana Nessel pursues legal sanctions against lawyers questioning election. By Kyle Olson on December 26, 2020. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, D., is pursuing legal sanctions against lawyers who questioned the outcome of the November election. Nessel, who has defended Governor Gretchen Whitmer, D., and Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, D., said this week she is going to go after the attorneys who filed lawsuits alleging vote fraud and that votes were manipulated by Dominion voting systems. You know if you will have your name attached to it, and you have made intentional misrepresentations of facts to the court, I absolutely believe that you ought to be held accountable, Nessel said, Michigan Radio reported. Nessel said she will file complaints with the Attorney Grievance Commission because the lawsuits contain deliberate misinformation. In some of these cases, absolutely. We will be asking for sanctions. We'll be asking for court costs and attorney's fees, she said. She will pursue any attorney who questioned the process of the election, Michigan Radio said. Meanwhile, Wayne County voter Robert Davis filed a motion this week in U.S. District Court for Michigan's Eastern District that sought to punish lawyers who represented six Michigan voters who alleged fraud and violations of state election laws. A filing from Davis said, the egregious conduct of the plaintiffs and their attorneys for making clearly frivolous arguments and using the judicial system to obtain unprecedented relief. To satisfy plaintiffs' selfish and destructive political agendas, according to the Detroit News. The paper said Nessel's pursuit of the lawyers will likely be made after the cases have been closed out. Nessel said. Some of these cases where we know for a fact there were intentional misrepresentations made. The kind of misrepresentation that there is no question of fact that these were inaccurate statements that were presented to the court. Yes, myself and also Secretary Benson. Will be filing complaints to the Attorney Grievance Commission. The Detroit News reported Nessel would go to other states to file complaints against lawyers involved. Nessel singled out Matthew DiPerno, whom she claimed made false statements on Newsmax and One America News about the results in Antrim County. I think we need to go back to a time where you can trust an attorney is making an accurate and truthful representation to the court because if they don't, then they won't be able to practice law anymore, Nessel said. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.